If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Chawid, our guest speaker. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the program.
Alaikum salam. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Well, it's a pleasure to have you back in the studio, Sheikh. You always kindly answer my questions regarding the jurisprudential laws. And it's a couple of episodes that we have invited you to come and deal with. Some of these jurisprudential laws pertaining to partnership according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. And let me ask you this question at the beginning of this episode. Some partners in a jointly owned property sold it without securing the agreement of all the stake or shareholders. Is the sale valid and legitimate and therefore binding on the other shareholders to agree to it, albeit they are not happy with the deal? And should the agreement of all partners be a condition?
Right.
Does it matter whether the company was a commercial enterprise or a civil one? In that agreement must be secured for the latter and not the former.
Yes. Well, I would say that if a shared property is sold by some of the partners without the approval of the others, the sale is valid only for the shares of those who agreed to it. Now, if, for example, there are four people, two of them agreed that the shared property be sold, now the transaction is valid with regards to the shares of those people who approved of this of this transaction. Now, the remaining shares still belong to the respective owners, and the sale will not cover them unless they also agree. If they don't agree, then their shares must be returned to them, and no one can own their property, the shared property. This ruling applies equally whether the property belongs to a business, a commercial partnership, or is simply personal or inherited, a civil partnership. So in both cases, whether it is a civil partnership or a commercial partnership, of course, no one can sell what they don't own without permission.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay, a person took a loan from the bank and built a house. The property was insured. After part of the property was damaged due to flooding, the bank does not want to admit liability.
Right.
For its part, the insurance company says that the damage cannot be covered because it falls outside the terms of the insurance policy. So the question is, whose responsibility is it then?
And the house was damaged by flooding.
Flooding,
yes.
Right.
Well, since the insurance company excluded flood damage from its policy, it's not required to pay compensation. And it is in its policy mentioned. Otherwise, if it was not mentioned, it was the responsibility of the insurance company to reimburse for the damage or for the loss incurred. Now, the bank also has no responsibility unless it is a genuine partner. It is a genuine partner in the property, like it owns a share as part of the loan structure. And if it is the case, it must contribute to repair costs according to its share. Otherwise, the burden of repair falls entirely on the homeowner unless the damage was caused by another party's negligence, in which case, of course, that party must pay. mm-hmm. because of the negligence that that was found and that was actually ascertained. In short, the default responsibility lies with the owner.
I see. Thank you very much, Sheikh. Let's take a short break and then we'll be back and continue our program, Islamic Laws, on RIB English Radio. Don't go anywhere.
The followers of Ayatollah Khomeini can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khomeini's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Allah, Allah. Guide me all the way to your Jannah, ya Allah, oh Allah. Don't let me go astray, cause I need you.
Welcome back to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Mahajad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are talking about some of the jurisprudential laws concerning partnership according to fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khomeini. Well, Sheikh Shabit, three people jointly bought a string of business properties. One of the partners refused to agree with the other two partners to be part of any business conducted therein, to sell
right.
or to rent them out. Is it permissible for any partner, A, to sell or lease his share without permission of the other two parties,
right.
partners, B, to occupy the property without the permission of the other two partners,
right.
and C, to pick and choose any property for himself and leave the rest for others?
Right. Well, there are three scenarios, and I would like to answer them one by one.
Okay, thanks.
When it comes to the first scenario, of course, every partner has the right to sell his share of the property. He does not need permission from the other partners, because each person is fully entitled to his own portion. This is the answer to the first scenario. When it comes to the second scenario, as long as the properties are jointly owned, no partner can simply occupy or use them, you know, use the properties for himself without agreement, without the approval of the other parties. Since the others have the right in the same property, using it unilaterally would mean violating their rights, would mean transgressing upon their rights, and it's of course not permissible to invade other properties, to transgress upon other people's properties. And this is the answer to the second scenario. When it comes to the third scenario, of course, in the same vein, I would say that no partner can single-handedly select one of the properties and claim it as his own, without a proper division, without any proper partition agreed upon by all parties, by all sides. And division requires mutual consent or the decision of a judge if consent cannot be reached. Of course, that if there are three parties, all the three parties can take to the matter to a court and allow the decision to be made by the judge. And that is more recommended, because if otherwise the three parties cannot reach an agreement, and if they try to reach an, it will take them long. Maybe there will be another dispute arising, and this will further create enmity among the three parties. In short, selling one's share is always permissible, but actual use, occupation, or unilateral division requires the agreement of all partners.
Stick around when we come back. After the break, we continue our program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. Don't go away.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Welcome back to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javed, our guest speaker. We are talking about some of the jurisprudential laws related to partnership according to fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Javed, a group of people wants to build a Husseiniyah
right.
on a green piece of land. Those who have a stake in the land don't agree to the project. What is the ruling in this matter, especially when there is a possibility that land could be an fall or a public facility?
Well, I would say that no construction can take place without the consent of all owners. If the land belongs jointly to a group of people, so all the owners must give their consent. Otherwise, Husseiniyah or building any other structures on a joint property, a property shared by many people,
yes,
will be invalid, and of course it's kind of usurping that piece of land. It's not permissible. If even one co-owner, for example, objects, his rights must be respected. If the land turns out to be unfal property belonging to the Islamic State, such an uncultivated, like for example, an uncultivated land or public resources, then only the legitimate Islamic authority can grant permission.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if the land is already a public facility, like a park or a road, it cannot be altered without government approval.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, in all three scenarios, private individuals are not permitted to build unless all legal and religious rights are satisfied and approve of that. Project.
So all agreement, I mean all the
parties
agreement is required without any exception. Like even for example, there is 1,000 stakeholders. All right.
Yes, of course.
And all of them should agree to that.
Should
right?
agree to it. Yes.
Not even one should be accepted.
Yeah, just like I said, even if one co-owner objects, his rights must be respected.
I see. Well, a number of people inherited an orchard, Sheikh Javed.
Yes.
One of the inheritors, if he refuses to sell his share, is it permissible for the other shareholders or a government department to force him to do so?
Well, no partner can be forced to sell his share against his will. Yes?
Yes.
His will must be respected. His permission must be obtained, especially if the land can be divided fairly. In such a scenario, it is necessary and it's mandatory to get that partner's consent. Each heir has the right to request partition of the inheritance. If the orchard can be divided without harm, this should be done. It should not be delayed because it will further create a hostility among the heirs. But if the orchard cannot be practically divided, for example, because it would destroy its function or value, then the case may be taken to a legitimate religious authority who will decide on behalf of all the partners and all the stakeholders. And of course, in such cases, the authority can require the unwilling partner to either sell his share to the others or buy theirs, ensuring that rights are preserved, of course. And he will make sure that his right is preserved, indeed. And, of course, local government regulations on plantations and land division must also be respected.
Mm-hmm. I see. Thank you very much, Sheikh Javed. And thank you, my dear listeners, for listening to your own program, Islamic Laws, on RIB English Radio. And until another show, we bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.